Once more, this timeline lays out chronologically many prophetic events. Sadly, I believe many in the church have not been taught or even warned about the time period which comes right before the two witnesses come forth. Brethren, this will be a time of severe purging for the whole household of God. It's necessary to wake the church from her 21st century slumber. It's been called by many names and shown in the Word as the time that will finally separate God's people into three symbolic groups or levels of maturity and obedience. Briefly, the Bible calls this the time of travail, trimming of lamps, and midnight. It takes place while the Lord tarries and delays His coming. Now either way, only God will know when Zion has travailed to the degree that will allow Him to release His double portion of power into this remnant company of faithful believers. Now having said all of that, once the marriage actually takes place, as described in Matthew 25, verse 10, the days, months, and years spoken of in the books of Daniel and Revelation can only then begin to unfold accordingly. I believe 2008 was a very important date, seeing that it marked the beginning of the end, or at least the time when the Lord would begin to tarry and or delay His coming. In the Bible, the Master is shown to return at the end of the sixth millennium, but according to the days of creation, the types, many of the parables, and the signs of the times, the Master should have already returned. Unfortunately, false prophets, false doctrine, and a messed up calendar has always seemed to taboo this subject. Nevertheless, God has not left His people without some understanding as to the last days. As for the timeline on this page, you will see that it illustrates fairly well the last three major divisions of time that are used to describe the time of Jacob's trouble. You've probably heard these divisions called by other names in the past, although they were more than likely described as just one time period. As previously mentioned, the chart shows a time period right before the marriage takes place, which is called midnight. It is a time of persecution that will begin to shake the sleeping church to its very foundation. This is when Zion must travail, the virgins must trim their lamps, and the woman in Revelation 12 must labor to bring forth the man-child. This will be the time when gross darkness covers the people, as Christians worldwide are persecuted in an ever-increasing purge of violence involving changed laws, suspended constitutions, and the removal of certain liberties that were once taken for granted. So once this pre-Great Tribulation persecution has done its strange work at returning the hearts of the children back onto the Father, Matthew 25, verse 10 says that the Lord would return secretly for His faithful bride, the wise virgins, at which time she will be filled with His Spirit, apparently without measure. Do you remember the greater works that Jesus prophesied would be done by some in the church? Well, this will be the beginning of that ministry. The Bible calls this event by many names. It has been described as the overshadowing and the secret coming, which is found in Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. In type, this coming or appearing, if you prefer to call it that, is found in John chapter 7, verses 1 through 14. As you might remember, this is the story of Jesus secretly returning to the temple in the midst of the week during the Feast of Tabernacles. It is also called, or should be called by its most familiar name, the Great Tribulation, and not just the Tribulation, as some like to call it. I say that because tribulation is always shown in the Bible to be a 40-year period and not the approximate 3.5 years that are shown in Daniel and Revelation. That is why Matthew 24, verse 21, calls this the Great Tribulation, which is the time spoken of in the Bible that must be cut short, or no flesh will survive it. The last two periods on this chart were revealed to me by the Lord after many seasons of prayer and fasting. This is not something I learned from man. In fact, once you begin to diligently study the Scriptures and the book of Revelation, you too will find out that God has been very precise with the chronology of most of the end-time prophecies. The revelation that was given to me was that Daniel chapter 12, verses 11 and 12, are actually describing the very end of Jacob's trouble, in which God himself begins to pour out his wrath versus man fighting and killing his fellow man. The first of the last two periods of judgment is commonly referred to in the Bible as the indignation, the Lamb's wrath, or just plain old wrath. This time also involves the first six vials, as found in Revelation chapter 16. Now, one of the key verses that shows the beginning of this time period is found in Isaiah 26, verse 20. This is when the Lord tells his remaining church to hide themselves for a little moment until the indignation is overpassed. The next verse in Isaiah 26 states why. It is because the Lord himself will come out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity, especially since they will have just killed the two witness brethren at the end of their 42 months of ministry. The killing of God's sons is what triggers the release of the first six vials of God's wrath upon the earth. What follows approximately 30 days later is called the Great Day of the Lord, or Armageddon. It is also called the Fierceness and Wrath of God Almighty and the Winepress Judgment, which involves the seventh trumpet and the seventh vial. This is when the Lord returns as the thief, who is mentioned in Revelation 16, verses 14 through 16. Remember when the Lord warned the good man of the house in Luke 12, verse 39, that he should have known the time of the thief's return? Here again, we are admonished to know the time. Now, just what is it the Bible tells us this thief is going to do? The answer is found in John chapter 10, verse 10. It says he, the thief, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So when Jesus, the Son of Man, physically returns with the armies in heaven, he will steal or remove lampstands from apostate Christians. He will kill any remaining unrepentant sinners, and he will destroy the works of Satan and cast him into the pit. The last thing I will say concerning this timeline is that the chronology of days that is given in the Bible pertaining to the 1,260 days, the 1,290 days, and the 1,335 days all begin at the same point in time. In other words, they will all run consecutively starting when Christ, the Son of God, secretly returns for his faithful bride.